From forensics to fencing to field hockey, Eastern Michigan University has a rich history, both academically and culturally, in our community. I'm Lisa Berry, and that's been celebrated every year at homecoming, and this year marks a very special homecoming at Eastern Michigan University. And joining us to talk more about that is Eastern President Dr. Jim Smith. Happy homecoming.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's always a fun week, and we're excited about everything that's going to transpire in the next few days.
And it's a very special homecoming for Eastern this year.
It is. 100 years. Some will look back to our founding date and say, well, it should have been in the 1949, 50, 51 range. But remember, we didn't do homecomings when the university was first established. So this is our official 100th AMU homecoming.
And what special events do we have to look forward to?
Well, there's just a lot of fun things that students will be engaged with. We're going to have activities really throughout the week that I think people will certainly enjoy. One that caught my eye is Goodnight EMU, which is Wednesday, and from 7 to 7:45, we have four different readers who are going to read bedtime stories to children, and I guess those of us who are adults, if we would like to to listen to a bedtime story. But Ryan Griffin, who we've highlighted in the past, is a barber, and he does a lot of work with young children reading. And Ryan's a grad alum from 2004, and he's going to be one of our readers. So there are four different readers, and I think that's really an exciting one. And then on Thursday, we have the movie premiere, and we're going to do the Pixar movie Soul. And that will be in the Normal Street parking lot right across from my office, and 7 o'clock start time there, and I think that will be fun for and that's for anyone that would like to come and see the Pixar piece and be outdoors for a little movie entertainment.
A lot of the events are outdoors because we're still in a pandemic, and I understand there will be a mix of virtual and in-person events, most of them being outside, so it will be okay for everyone to attend.
Correct. And then, of course, the outside activities that go on in athletics. We'll have a the homecoming football game will be on Saturday of this week. And not everyone likes American-style football, so I would remind people that our women play very competitive collegiate soccer, and that's going to be on Thursday afternoon. Our women will be playing Buffalo. That gives a little bit of athletic flair to the week as well.
As I mentioned at the start of this conversation, Eastern has such a rich history, and I did my research and found that football was established at Eastern in 1892. And as you mentioned, you'll be playing Miami University this Saturday, and I have to throw in there that WEMU has broadcast every homecoming game since 1966, so we are part of that history as well.
Absolutely, and I've had the opportunity to be in the broadcast booth when various different broadcasters have been doing the game, and they do it wonderfully. And my job is always to keep an eye on Rob Rubik, and I'm going to keep doing that to the best of my ability, Lisa. It's fun to have a gentleman like Rob who played in the NFL and really knows the sport. And Tom Helmer's now doing play-by-play, and I hope folks know that Tom used to do Red Sox games. So it's really a high-end broadcast. And I think all the experiences that go along with homecoming are really high-end and dedicated to celebrating faculty, students, staff, alumni, community members. It's a big tent, and hopefully it has that big party feel, but as you said, we still need to be safe, and we'll do a lot of these outdoors.
100 years of homecoming at Eastern Michigan University. I feel like we need something to celebrate more than ever during this pandemic.
Absolutely. And it's a favorite time of the year. I think all presidents would say it's absolutely a favorite time of the year. Not quite as favorite for me as commencement is, but it's right up there with a real great celebration of our university from yesterday, from today, and for tomorrow.
And we'll put a link to the event and all the activities on our website with this interview, but someone created an amazing timeline of Eastern's history. I don't know if you've had a chance to scroll through it, but it was just so cool to go back to the late 1800s and see what was happening to the 70s, where Steve Martin and Earth, Wind, and Fire performed on campus. And then it's featuring all the past presidents of Eastern Michigan University. And since we're talking to the current president, Jim Smith, I'm wondering, how do you want to fit into that timeline moving forward?
Well, I hope that that my period of time here and the work that we've done is reflected in the success of our students. And I think all presidents would say that. It's the joy for a president is to see someone who came back and said, you know, I graduated with my undergraduate degree 3 years ago and I'm doing this, or I did my master's 2 years ago and you may have handed me my diploma or something like that. And then they tell a story of where they are in their life cycle. And that's the exciting part, to see some of our alums who come back who've been away for many, many years and tell you the success of their life and the impact of Eastern. That's the gratification of seeing our alums and hearing their stories and in some cases meeting their children and their grandchildren. That's a lot of fun as well.
Is the centennial homecoming celebration for Eastern Michigan University. President Dr. Jim Smith, thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Lisa, it's my pleasure. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.